1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, Brooke calls a guy who will be boarding a plane tomorrow to let him know some unfortunate news.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He's been bumped. But this it could be an opportunity of a lifetime for him to try out the new airline seating policy that was just invented by Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yes. Genius stuff here.
Yeah. Now, instead of just first class, business, and economy, there's a whole bunch of new options that I promise you've never thought of before.
Oh, great.
And I think he's going to be surprised by the underwhelming choices in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Kelsey, and I'm calling from Airlines customer support. I'm looking to speak with Corey.
Yeah, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. I was calling because I see here that you have a first-class ticket to Boston tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I do.
I'm sorry to inform you, but we did have a booking error, and we overbooked that flight, and unfortunately, we will have to bump you.
Bump me?
Yes, I apologize. We take full responsibility. I mean, that's why I'm calling.
Are you serious?
I know, it can feel like a lot, these changes, but we are going to help you rebook your flight free of charge, so don't worry.
All right, so what's next?
Great question. We just have to figure out the right seat for you.
The right seat?
Mm-hmm.
Should be back to first class.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know if you realize this, but since you booked, the airline has revamped their seat policies, and we have many more options for you to pick from.
What does that mean?
The problem is we don't have any premium first class available, but we do have an economy first class seat.
Economy first class.
It's one of our newest packages we're offering. So you'll be in that first class section of the plane, but with all the amenities of economy.
I don't understand. I thought you said first class.
Yes, well, it's located in first class.
It's located in first class, but I don't have any first class amenities.
Think of it this way. So you know those large plush first class seats?
Yes.
So everyone else around you will have those, but you won't.
I'm still a little confused here.
Okay, maybe I should be more direct. I'll say that you will have one economy chair, but you will be in the first class section.
What?
You'll see the first class people, smell the first class food, but you'll still be served with the economy class meal.
Why would anybody want that? That sounds really terrible.
So I'm hearing that that's not an option for you. Okay, that's fine. We have some other options.
Anything but economy first class.
Okay, I'm making a note. No economy first class. Now, you might be interested in first class economy.
That pretty much sounds the same.
It's very different, sir. So you'll actually be in economy class, but you will get a first class napkin.
A first class napkin?
Yeah, that's right. You'll get a little taste of first class and a complimentary glass of champagne, you know, if someone in first class doesn't finish theirs. I mean,
are you kidding me?
Okay, I am sensing that you are not into the first class economy or the economy first class options. Am I right?
No, I'm not into any of those options. You don't have any normal first class seats like the one I paid for.
Let me see. Oh, wait a second. We do have a spot in the first class overhead lounge. That's directly above the first class seats.
Do you mean like the luggage department?
Oh, so you've flown it before.
No, I have not flown it. I am a full-grown man.
Oh, I think you have the wrong idea. I'm sure you're picturing being all crammed in a normal overhead compartment. This is the first class one, so much roomier.
What?
I mean, almost 40% more space, and they have holes so you can breathe.
But do you hear what you're saying to me? You want me to fly inside the luggage department? Like, are you crazy?
But it's in first class. I mean, who doesn't want to be in first class?
Stop trying to make it better because you put first class in front of it. Saying first class does not make it better.
Well, does it make it better if I say this is a first class overhead economy prank?
A first class overhead prank?
A prank.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my name is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, no, get the out of here. This is a joke?
Yes. Your buddy Kyler set you up. He said you booked a first-class ticket for the first time, which is awesome. So he wanted us to mess with you.
I thought you were serious. I thought you really wanted me to stay in the overhead compartment.
Are you sure we can't offer you a first-class napkin? I mean, it's got the airline logo on it.
No way.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.